The next article comes from The Villager, the Brightwell cum Sotwell village magazine. A War in 10 Poems. It was a sell-out audience at the very moving performance of A War in 10 Poems in St Mary's Church, Wallingford, on the 2nd of November, a week before Armistice Sunday. Through the writings and poems of six poets, skillfully linked together by the words of local author Peter Adamson and directed by Chris Baines, we heard how attitudes changed as the years of war went by. It started in 1914, when John Masefield, one of our greatest poets, was living near Cholsey and wrote with a group of fellow poets, including Rupert Brooke. That was a happy time, walking the downs, very different from what followed as the war went on and on. Their poems, written over that time, formed a powerful drama. Through the voices of six actors, mostly from the village, with visuals on a screen behind them, we experienced the horrors of the battlefields, the carnage on a massive scale, and the tragic waste of human life. Poetry has an amazing ability to touch our emotions. The audience were left stunned and silenced as it came to an end through the reflections of a more modern poet, Carol Ann Duffy, and the scattering of red poppies. Thank you to all who made this a really special evening, a fitting memorial to Armistice Day. And proceeds of the night, £1,258, went to Brightwell Supporting Refugees, whose objective is to support the welfare and education of refugees, especially children. And that was written by Helen Connor, who is co-chair of the trustees of Brightwell Supporting Refugees.